Page 59. After they bought the white lion cub home, then they gave him some warm milk to drink. And then Bertie and his mother gave him a good bath. As the first layer of mud came off, Bertie saw that he was white underneath. He was very, very happy to see the white cub. He is, I told you earlier, didn't I? He is my white lion and he is mine. And Bertie did a little war dance around the room. So you see, children, Bertie was very happy to see the white lion cub. They fed him some more milk. After he had drunk a lot of milk, he slept. He was still asleep when Bertie's father got back home for lunch. Lunch is the afternoon meal, children. While they ate, they told him all that had happened. "Please, father, I want to keep him," Bertie said. "And so do I," said his mother firmly. Bertie's father looked at them, then said, "We'll talk about it later," and left for work. That night, Bertie could hear his parents arguing with one another. His father was saying, "He'll grow up, you know. You can't keep a grown-up lion. You know that?" Mother pleaded. Mother said, "Please, please, you can't expect us to put him in the jungle. He'll be killed in no time. Beside, he'll be a friend for Bertie. Please, let us keep him." There was silence after that. Then Bertie heard his father speak. "All right, then," he said, "you both can keep your lion." So the white lion came to live with them in the farmhouse. He slept at the end of Bertie's bed. Wherever Bertie went, the chubby little cub followed. He became his little shadow. They were like two friends. Bertie saw to the feeding of the lion. Whenever the lion wanted meat, he gave it. And the lion grew faster. For the first time in his life, Bertie was totally happy. The lion cub was all the brothers and sisters he could ever want, and all the friend he could ever need. The two of them would sit on the sofa out on the veranda and watch the great red sun go down. The sunset, children, all right? And Bertie would read him all his story books. Watching the two of them, Mother was equally happy. The days were filled with love and laughter. Children, you have to learn the words and the meanings and spellings from this chapter. Thank you.